Hey there, Gemini, and happy last moments of your birthday season. I'm recording with the sun in the very final degrees of your sign. Just tidying up old business before the new quarter begins. And here with some tarot cards for you. But first, a quick astrology update. What's been going on over the past couple of weeks here as Mercury gets ready to station retrograde is that Mercury has been following the path of Mars through the solar system. And that means that Mercury made many contacts to planets on the cardinal cross. You're probably aware that there's this Chiron-Salacia conjunction going on in Aries, which I'm calling the sexual healing conjunction, by which I simply mean mature conversation. I'm aiming low these days, and will eventually catch up with Marvin Gaye, but for now, speaking as your friendly neighborhood investigative reporter, sex educator, astrologer, I would be very happy to know that there's a mature conversation happening, and this may have manifested as a value for you, and I suggest you maintain it as a value, meaning that you don't take your clothes off unless you're with somebody who you can actually have a sincere, honest conversation with. Additionally, Mercury made an opposition to the planets in Capricorn, your eighth house, associated with family and family patterns, and this is the epicenter of astrology right now. It seems to be coming from Aries, but I think that the nexus is really in Capricorn. And for you, Capricorn is the solar eighth house. The solar eighth house is, as described in your reading, associated with power and power over you. And the central question of your astrology reading was, what is this process of giving your power away, and how exactly do you get it back? And one of the things you find out is, if you stop giving your power away, you start to consolidate it again. And so I would say concern yourself less with claiming back the power you've given away, and just stop giving it away and hold on to what you've got, which really means your ability to make decisions and your ability to not be intimidated, and also your ability to maturely recognize when people are in fact powerful in your life and to respect the position that they hold, because where there is true power, respect is the first thing to do, which encourages a dialogue. People who have power are unlikely to have any dialogue with anyone other than someone that they actually respect. And this too will be you, or who knows, may in fact be you. So, Mercury is about to go retrograde. Check out that part of your birthday reading, please. This is the first go at a reading I've wanted to do for a long time. And the way that was designed is that once you have the specific astrology for your sign and the focus on that eighth house theme, that understanding the Mercury retrograde pattern over the next 9 months or so would be helpful in just giving you a sense of the tone of your life, because the tone of these Mercury retrogrades is really the thing that sets up the environmental conditions. It's kind of like where you find yourself. And the thing to know about Mercury retrogrades, when you're thinking about them for a while, thinking about them and wondering why it matters so much, is that when Mercury is retrograde, it tends to stay in one portion of the zodiac for about 2 months or longer. And when Mercury is direct, it tends to blow through a sign in under 3 weeks. And so the retrograde triples the length of time that Mercury is hanging out in a sign. And in addition, there is going to be retrograde and direct motion as well. So you're going to get a polarity. You're going to get two expressions of that sign rather than just the normal one expression as Mercury is proceeding in direct motion through that sign. And so you're going to have a more thorough experience of that. And so pay attention to the signs where Mercury is going to be retrograde, the element where Mercury is going to be retrograde, and then pay special attention to the way that Mercury crosses over from one sign to another during the retrograde, because that too provides a clue as to what the nature of the growth phase or special transformation is about. Now, from some cuts in the deck, I'm picking up on a little bit of turbulence associated with the Mercury transit and the recent Mercury Mars conjunction, and I would propose that the thing to do here is not be too hung up on the past, and also to pay special attention to the influences of your family, in the sense of being basically guilt influences of a certain kind, and that is thought to be the strongest of barriers. But the truth is that the ego, which is basically made of guilt and fear, holds but a thin veil over your true intentions and your true creativity. Let's get some cards out on the table. I am using, help make a little bit of room here, move to keyboard. I'm using the Celtic Wings tarot spread, and this is just a slightly streamlined Celtic cross spread. There's an article connected on your page. I kind of can't believe it's been 25 years since I modified this spread, but I was working for the Jackie Stallone Psychic Circle, doing tarot card readings all night. That was a great job. I really, really liked it. It was kind of crazy because, you work from home. This is in the old days of 35 cents a minute, and you work from home, and the punter was paying $4 a minute, which is what encouraged me to go into business and charge a lot less than $4 a minute. But the card reader sits at home, and the calls are distributed by a carousel, and phone carousel. And I hit it off with the boss of the line, this guy Virgil Curry, and who recognized what I could do, and he said, "I'll give you a number one priority rating if you will work all night." I'm like, "That's a deal." And so what happened is the company would start to run ads in like Louisiana or Missouri or other places, and the phone would start to ring. You could always tell when the ad started to run, and I would get calls from anywhere about anything. I had to work fast because I had 30 seconds to get the punter's attention, and I like to get them off the phone in 10 minutes because, $40 for a 10-minute reading, it's pretty good money back in those days. All right, first card here, Two of Pentacles. Seeing a lot of this card today. It's come up in all three readings today. And it's a very important card for our times. In the deck I'm using, the Handel Tarot by Herman Handel, designed by the great Rachel Pollack, who lives across the river from me. I have never met her or seen her face, but she's right across the Poughkeepsie-Rhinecliff Bridge, she calls it harmony. I believe she's picking up on Aleister Crowley's take on this card. The Rider-Waite version of the card described, that's the one with the little clown-like figure who's juggling two balls, and then there's a infinity symbol surrounding the balls. And so the one of the early symbols in a tarot illustrated with people, right? There's two kinds of tarot decks. There's tarot decks that have people in the minor arcana, and there's tarot decks that only have energy patterns. And the Rider-Waite deck is of the tradition with people and scenarios, scenes, the family behind the gate, with the garland, having a party, the girls dancing in a circle, all these things. In the minor arcana, the majors always have people or gods in them. The other branch of the tree of tarot is the minor arcana, which do not contain people, and those decks include the Crowley tarot, the Handel tarot, Camion Jodorowsky, Tarot de Marseille, all the other Tarot de Marseille, all these Renaissance decks, as well as the woodcut decks. So this is the older tradition. The newer tradition, probably, I don't know exactly when, because I learned recently that the Rider-Waite Tarot, drawn by Pamela Coleman Smith, comes out of an older deck. I did not know this. So she was redrawing an older deck. The illustrations are still beautiful, but there's two main traditions. The older one being the unillustrated with people minor arcana. And borrowing from the other side of the tree, from the one we're on, pardon the digression there, is this little clown juggling two balls. He's not really touching the balls. The balls have an infinity symbol, and the symbol is handling a lot, but handling it well. And so Crowley reinterprets that as harmony, as does Rachel. And here we are. Begins with harmony. And harmony, this is a, if you look at the I Ching up in the top, it's a lot of, I don't know which hexagram that is, but there's a lot of yin, broken lines, and a little bit of yang. So there's five broken lines, which are the yin lines, and one yang line. And the reality there is the universe needs more feminine energy than it needs masculine energy to stay in harmony. And our whole world is dominated not by men, but by masculine energy, the energy of competition, the mental faculties being praised over emotional ones, intellect being praised over sensation, $130 million drones being shot down over the Straits of Hormuz. Think of how many artists $130 million could fund. You could fund every artist in the entire city of Paris for 10 years lavishly with $130 million. But no, let's buy a drone. At least there was nobody in the drone. So you need more feminine energy to have harmony than you need masculine energy to have harmony. And I would suggest not only contacting your feminine energy, but also letting it settle into a deep place so that it is in balance with itself. It's a crucial thing to be mindful of. It's possible to go off the handle and to be like, effervescent with emotional chaos. That's not the kind of yin energy that we need. And one of the problems we have is, first of all, a lack of yin energy, or awa energy from Japanese, on the planet, but also yin energy out of balance with itself, i.e. tides and currents in the oceans not working properly, and other issues like that, which percolate into the human realm. All that said, you are in a position to be in balance, and just remember, you're born under a masculine sign, and what you want to do is cultivate feeling and sensation. In the two previous spreads I've done, we got Lord Krishna in both spreads. And we'll see if he comes up again. But Lord Krishna is a reminder to stay in contact with your senses. Okay, the card I'm supposed to turn over first is the card of the objective, the goal, strength. Very strong major arcana card, major mentor, trump number 8, strength. It's a naked woman handling a massive serpent. This is not Eve. Eve is tempted by the serpent, blah, 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 who's probably Lilith, transforming herself into a serpent to mess with the new phony. Anyway, this is not Eve. The figure depicted in the strength card is some other figure handling the serpent. The serpent is Kundalini. The theme of the strength card, somewhere I've got a beautiful little essay on this, looking at all the different versions of the strength card. The strength card is the power of the cunt, period. No pun intended. It is the power of Kundalini, of female genitals, of female physical reproduction. The card, in the other tradition, back, actually this is a trump card. almost every tradition of the trump card has a woman spreading the jaws of a cat at her waistline. This is a visual pun. Okay. So remember, yours. All right. Third spread of the day with a six in this same position, you'll see. In the second position in the spread, the high priestess, more feminine energy. In the less mature, less emergent form than strength. Compare those two cards. Take a look, blow those cards up, and look at the difference between the you can't really see, she's back there. But in the priestess card, you get a kind of a veiled version of the feminine. In the strength card, you get feminine in the form of spreading the lips of her pussy. Now think of those two different mudras, right? There's two completely different postures. There's the female veiled behind the thing with the fan or whatever it might be, in this case the bubble of energy. And in the fully expressed version of the feminine, she is revealing who she is. The Greek word for that is anaserma. I'm not sure how to spell it. I think it's A-N-A-S-Y-M-E-R-A, illustrated through classical antiquity. And it is the goddess exposes herself. And so imagine, you know, you're having a picnic in the woods, or you're a group of men hunting, and Venus comes strolling by and pulls up her skirt and reveals her vulva, drops her skirt, and keeps on going. That's anaserma, and that is illustrated in classical antiquity. The goddess reveals or exposes herself. That's the strength card. Previously, earlier in this scenario, is the high priestess card. So there's a movement here. There's a flourishing. There's an expression. There's a confidence associated with the strength card, and that is where you want to be. The six on the far left of the spread is the six of stones, sometimes called small success. It is a good foundation. Keep going. To the right of the two, the harmony, the juggler card, the infinity in the other deck, is the eight of wands. This is one of the I consider honorary trump cards in the spread. It is an all systems go card, and notice that it too is mostly yin. Look at the I Ching up in the top left. It too is mostly yin and a little bit of yang. This is the balance that you want. You want mostly yin, a little bit of yang, and if you like to have a lot of men around you, make sure that the men are balanced rather than not balanced. And for that matter, if you have women around you, choose women who are balanced and not out of balance, because you want to be balanced. You need the examples and the stabilizing energy, the other legs of the tripod, as it were, to do that, but best if mediated internally. The next card, and so whatever is going, the next thing that happens is something moves quickly and in a positive direction. Resistance card, the three of cups. Now, why would we see the three of cups in the position of resistance? The three of cups is overflowing abundance and happiness and lots of love to go around, and we resist this in life right now. It's almost like the fear that the minute that you're happy, something bad is going to happen. Right? The Grateful Dead have that line: "When life looks like easy street, there's danger at your door." So right now, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Having a free evening looks like easy street. Like having a day off for a lot of people looks like easy street. Having an extra $100 looks like easy street. So ease out of the pleasure anxiety. The easing out of the pleasure anxiety is a way to ease into this position of strength in the card on the top left. Okay, we're now into the relationship positions. We get a second iteration of the six of pentacles, and to the right of that is the devil. to me, this does not need much interpretation. The combination of factors here is suggestive of don't let someone lure you with small rewards. Beware of those who offer small rewards. The rewards that you want must come to you on every level of reward, meaning emotional, creative, physical, whatever it might be. So you don't want a little money. You want, if you're going to get a little money, it should be a little money and a big opportunity, or a lot of money, or just a lot of love, or whatever. And so there's caution here about being weary around materialistic people who seem to have nothing to offer you but to use you for material ends. This kind of small success in the Six of Stones is of the past. That's the thing that you're leaving behind. And so you want to be cautious of your relationship environment, and remember that you really do reap what you sow, but you also have to make sure that you know where you are planting your seeds and in whom you're planting your seeds. And if you do that, we get a second iteration of the Eight of Wands. So let's leave that as it is. Final card in the spread is the Three of Pentacles. This is a beautiful card of being under your own steam. It is the card of the journeyman in the, for example, the Rider-Waite Tarot. It's the journeyman artisan who has installed a beautiful installation in the church. He's no longer an apprentice, no longer a novice, not quite the old master, but the person who's entering the peak of his career. And the thing that you want more than anything is to be productive with your days. You want to look back on your day and ask yourself, what did I make today? What was it? Was it these good works? Was it serving these clients? Was it this painting? Did I successfully deliver that thing to that person? Did I make that person happy? Did I make conflict? What did I make? And so this is the question. And I would write this, right around where you go to sleep. What did I make today? All right. Last card of confirming the spread is Chief Seattle. Son of Stones in the West. I'm surprised that the Chief Seattle is illustrated as in the younger of men, but I don't know the legend or story, history of Chief Seattle. And I'll look into that. And if you're interested in reflecting on what this is, let me know. But there would seem to be wisdom in this card, and there would seem to follow the theme of meaningful work, because if nothing else, we're talking about one of the mentors of the Pentacles spread, and the chief is going to represent mastery of some form. And here again, we have the question of what did you make, or I believe it's Jesus who said, by their works you shall know them. Aware of what people make. I'm telling you, this is one of the most important lessons I've ever learned in life, whether it was about being self-directed or other people. What is made? All right. On that note, I thank you. If you have any thoughts you want to share, bounce me an email, efc@bookofblue.com. I'm in a rare interval now where I'm doing personal consults. If you have any desire to do that, I have them to fit pretty much any budget. And thank you again for your patience with this. Wasn't sure if I was going to keep doing tarot, but once I get started, I'm rather happy doing it. It's kind of a whole new thing, whole different thing than astrology. It's just easier and pictures. Isn't that nice? All right. Till next time, I'll catch you somewhere over on Planet Waves. And bye for now.